We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hello, Kelsey.
Hello, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. You do a great job for Fox Sports Braves. And you had this incredible story that actually puts us to shame here in Philadelphia, because we don't like people coming in here and eating all our cheesesteaks. But apparently the Braves are doing that.
Oh, yeah. They've won back-to-back-to-back years. The clubhouse keeps track of every cheesesteak that is eaten in the visiting clubhouse, the Clubbies do. And the Braves have had, I think it's 1,270 in the last 3 years, and the next closest team is 913.
Wow. And Al, that's the Mets. You would be surprised, aren't you, that New York's not ahead of Atlanta?
Yeah, it sure would.
These are the stats that matter.
Yes.
To look at it like this, you have not surprising, the top three teams are NL East teams.
Yeah, division teams.
And so you got the Marlins in there that come in at 814 cheesesteaks eaten. The New York Mets at 913. This is over the last three seasons. And then, of course, the Braves, like you said, 1,270. They come in with their appetite. But I'm curious, because the Braves are obviously trying to rebuild a little bit. The Phillies are doing the same thing. But the Phillies told us before the year started, Kelsey, that they were going to be better than they were the year before. I'm curious, what were the Braves brass telling the fan base?
We knew the team would be better than they were last year. I think going into the season, my kind of prediction was that the Braves would be sitting around 500 and we would be playing meaningful games. We wouldn't be mathematically eliminated in September. And then I thought next year they would really be able to go on a run. But then, you know, things kind of changed when Freddie Freeman went down, who's the Braves' best player. But the team actually, I think, had a better record without him than they did with him. And that's not speaking anything against Freddie, but the team stepped up. And I think once he went down, people kind of chalked the season up as not a loss, but they kind of chalked it up. And then when the team performed, they were like, man, we can actually do this. And then they reached 500 this year, which was incredible. And then we come here and we can't win a game. We haven't beat the Phillies once in Philadelphia.
It's called playing down to your opponent. We've seen the Phillies do it even in their heyday years from just a couple of years ago. Now, Kelsey, you guys had signed Ryan Howard just a couple of months ago, and then he was released, obviously. And then Freddie Freeman goes down, but you guys had already made a trade. Was Howard, did he ever really have a legit shot to get back to the major leagues?
You know, I'm not sure, but they looked at a lot of guys for that position. Because, I mean, they signed James Loney as well, and he was, you know, down in Gwinnett and had a minor league deal. But I think that they hit the jackpot with Matt Adams. And Snicker, the manager, has said that a lot, that there was really no better person that they could have signed, because Matt Adams comes in here and, you know, you kind of see that as a temporary thing. But when Freddie comes back and he has that spot. But Matt played so well, and he had such a good bat that he forced himself from the lineup. And then they moved their franchise player and Freddie Freeman over to third just to keep Matt Adams in the lineup. So I think that, you know, regardless of all the different guys they had signed or they had looked at or talked about, I think they hit the jackpot with Matt.
Sure. We're speaking with Kelsey Wingert from Fox Sports Braves. And is it true that Freddie Freeman actually volunteered to move over to third?
Yeah. He said that he approached John Coppola, the general manager, and the coaching staff. And, you know, he wants to win. Like, Freddie Freeman is he's a ball player, and he feels like he hasn't played meaningful games for a few years now, and that makes him mad. You know, I mean, they haven't made the playoffs for a while, and he doesn't like that. And he saw how Matt's playing, and he wanted Matt's bat in the lineup just as bad as everybody else did. And, you know, they've experienced with Matt Adams around in the outfield and stuff, and it just hasn't worked out. So Freddie knew that he could play third. He played third in high school. He played, I think, five games at third in the minor leagues. But he had the time to work on it. And he went to them and kind of, not as a joke, but, you know, he was being kind of serious, but I don't think they saw it as serious. And they're like, oh, wait, this could actually work out. And it did. I mean, he started a double play the night that's one of the better double plays we've seen started by a third baseman all season. And it started from the Braves veteran third baseman,
right,
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, really. Go figure. Now, the last person I got to ask you about, because he was here in Philadelphia for a spring training as a Rule 5 guy, a center fielder, an Ender Inciarte. And he seemed to have a lot of tools. I was surprised that the Phillies got rid of him and sent him back. I forget where he came from originally, but he struck up great friendships with guys like Freddie Galvis and Cesar Hernandez, seemed to really hit it off with them. And then he went on to have a nice little career for himself in Arizona, went to the Braves. Bottom line is he's a .293 hitter with a .340 on base percentage in his career. So we're looking at this guy here in Philly, in Odubel Herrera, who has, to his credit, been one of the best hitters in baseball over the last 2.5, 3 months. Has Ender Inciarte been any type of headache or anything like that, not hustling, bad head on his shoulders, low baseball IQ? What type of player has Ender Inciarte been for the Braves?
Oh, my God. Ender Inciarte, he is incredible. I don't know how he was the dark horse in that trade. I mean, the Braves got him in the Shelby Miller trade with Dansby Swanson and Aaron Blair. And, you know, Dansby was the name everybody was excited about, as they should be, because, I mean, that, as I'm sure you guys know, he was sent down to the minor leagues this week, so he's going through a rough patch, but not the guy they want to build this organization around originally, and they still do. But Ender Inciarte, he has been so good, he won a gold glove with us. He went to the All-Star game with the Braves. He's leadoff man, the center fielder. And the thing that I love about Ender is how much pride he takes, because last season he wasn't the everyday center fielder. We had Malik Smith, who was playing in center. He was not the leadoff man, and he worked up to both of those things, and he takes so much pride in both of those positions that he has. And he is such a hard worker, and he's struggling with some things right now with his home country. He's from Venezuela, and they are going, through some horrible stuff politically. And it's been such horrible unrest, and he has been very, if you go on his Twitter account or any of his social media, he has been extremely vocal about it. And he's talked to us about it, done interviews with us. And so his family is there. So he's been going through a lot, but he still produces every single day. And, it's kind of like an ongoing joke with the Braves Twitter that these two organizations parted ways with him, having no idea what he was going to come over here and do. And now the Braves he's going to be the center fielder for many, many, many years for the Braves.
Wow. Look, Odubel Herrera is a Venezuelan as well, but I can't. It's hard for me to think of him thinking outside the baseball paths at all, outside the lines, so to speak. But you just said everything I needed to hear, and now I am more
angry.
No, she
laughed when you first asked it. I already knew the answer, Kelsey, that was coming from you, because the disdain in your laughter. I went, well, I'm just going to settle back and listen to her do
Yeah,
this.
Really. So that's Odubel Herrera and Ender Inciarte no longer being here. That's Ruben Amaro Jr.'s time. Mm-hmm. That's him running things as GM. And I believe Inciarte was like fifth in the Rookie of the Year voting when he did. They offered him back to the Diamondbacks, and he could still be patrolling center field for the Phillies right now with a great head on his shoulders nonetheless.
Yeah, he's somebody who people didn't realize the potential that he could have, and now the Braves, that's a guy who's untouchable, mm-hmm. and they want him in the long run. So it's been fun to watch him grow into this role, and not only grow into it, but he won a gold glove.
Right.
First of all. And then, I think through the All-Star break, he was hitting like .304 as a leadoff man. And I think that in itself is incredible, because when you're hitting leadoff, you're obviously getting the most at bats on the team. So hitting .304 in the league is great. But when you're getting the amount of at bats that he's getting, it's even more impressive.
All right, last thing for you, Kelsey, before we let you go. This cheesesteak report comes out. You have all the numbers. Do you enjoy a cheesesteak when you come into Philadelphia?
Yeah, they actually made me one in the clubhouse last year. So the food hits, it's kind of a funny thing that we do frequently. So last year when I came here, I actually went to Pat's and Gino's and got back behind the grill. And that was a report that I did in-game. I went behind the grill in both places. I was cooking. I was serving. I tried one in both of them. I can't remember which one I liked more because it was so long ago. But Eddie Perez, the Braves first base coach, tells me, I take his word, that the clubhouse Philly cheesesteaks are the best in the city because they have time to make them one by one.
It was
very good.
They're fine.
Very, very good.
But if you can't get sharp provolone, in my opinion, and we all have our opinions, if you can't get sharp provolone on the cheesesteak, it's not the best cheesesteak. That's how I view it.
I don't even know what kind of cheese I got. I'll make it how you want to make it, and I'm in. There you go.
Kelsey, just last thing before you go, my favorite part of your whole report was, I think it was the color analyst who said, I love the cheesesteaks. It's better than that healthy crud they're serving in clubhouses now. That was my favorite line.
They enjoy that clubhouse food, too. So every time we leave Philly, I'll see our play-by-play and color analysts walk through the clubhouse with their cheesesteaks as they get on the bus. So they don't leave without one.
Kelsey Wingert from Fox Sports Braves, thank you so much for taking some time out to jump on with us today. Enjoy the rest of this Braves-Philly series.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Y'all
have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.